Hasta Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some individuals live through association, fully immersed in experience, emotionally engaged, and physically present. Others lean toward dissociation, observing from a slight distance, analyzing rather than feeling, and creating internal space between themselves and the moment. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, emotion, fluctuation, and co-ruled by Mercury, discernment, detachment, has a natural tendency to toggle between both. By design, it leans toward dissociation, not out of apathy, but as a form of control. Hasta seeks precision and emotional regulation, often stepping back from raw experience to gain clarity. However, when they feel safe and in flow, they can associate deeply, especially through tactile, hands-on, or service-based connection. The dominance of one style depends on planetary placements, particularly in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses. If Moon is in the 4th house, the experience is strongly associated. These individuals are emotionally tuned to their environment, absorbing moods, comfort levels, and subtle cues from others. In Hasta, this can lead to emotional over-identification. They feel their way through life and may become easily entangled in home or family dynamics. If Moon is in the 10th, association becomes tied to public roles. They are emotionally invested in how they're perceived and often feel responsible for maintaining composure, even while inwardly affected. If Mercury is in the 5th house, the experience leans toward mental dissociation. These individuals tend to observe emotion rather than fully feel it, especially in expressive or romantic situations. In Hasta, Mercury enhances clever detachment. They analyze their responses before allowing full emotional immersion. If Mercury is in the 10th, this dissociative tendency is refined into professional strategy. They know when to suppress reaction and maintain emotional neutrality in leadership or client-facing roles. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the dissociation is protective and habitual. These individuals often grew up in emotionally restrained environments and learn to shut down or contain emotional reactions. In Hasta, this results in a need for control. They stay functional by creating emotional distance, appearing composed even when feeling deeply. If Saturn is in the 10th, this pattern becomes public. They are stoic, emotionally reserved, and may lead through responsibility rather than emotional openness. If Ketu is in the 5th house, the experience is karmically dissociative. These individuals may feel disconnected from joy, play, or personal expression, interacting with life through symbolic or spiritual filters rather than visceral emotion. In Hasta, Ketu adds detachment to their need for precision. They feel more like observers than participants. If Ketu is in the 1st, this becomes identity-wide. They may move through life with quiet detachment, watching rather than deeply engaging, especially in emotionally charged or chaotic environments. If Sun is in the 1st or 10th house, there may be a return to conscious association. These individuals strive to embody their role, take responsibility, and remain present with their identity. In Hasta, Sun offers grounding. It helps bring the native back into the body and into purpose. While still discerning, they are more likely to associate with their path and commit to their experience when integrity is involved. Hasta's relationship with experience is defined by emotional control and mental clarity. They often dissociate to manage sensitivity, process quietly, and stay steady. Their growth lies in learning when to let go of the grip, to immerse when it's safe, to feel without fragmenting, and to trust the body and heart alongside the mind. When balanced, Hasta becomes a master of subtle presence, precisely engaged, emotionally aware, and skillfully connected. Hasta Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals instinctively focus on what aligns, seeking patterns, harmony, and affirmation through a matching mindset. Others are wired to notice what's wrong, scanning for inconsistency, error, or imbalance through a mismatching approach. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, intuition, mood, and co-ruled by Mercury, logic, critique, naturally leans toward a mismatching style. These natives have sharp observational skills and a tendency to analyze, adjust, or correct their surroundings. They're not always critical in tone, but their mind is calibrated to fix, refine, and improve. However, when emotionally steady or socially engaged, they can shift into matching mode, aligning with others to create flow, especially in service or healing roles. Which lens dominates depends on planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the mismatching lens is active and agile. These individuals quickly pick up on flaws in communication, planning, or process. In Hasta, Mercury sharpens their ability to critique constructively. They may edit others' words, solve problems before they escalate, or spot contradictions in logic with ease. If Mercury is in the 10th, this mismatching ability becomes professional. They are known for their quality control, refinement, and analytical strength in service-based or technical fields. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, mismatching appears in the sheer emotional realm. These individuals sense when something feels off, whether in tone, behavior, or relational energy. In Hasta, the Moon adds emotional alertness. They don't always verbalize what's wrong, but they withdraw or shift when the atmosphere isn't aligned. If Moon is in the 10th, this sensitivity turns public. They track emotional undercurrents in professional settings and may change their approach subtly to maintain emotional control. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, mismatching becomes systematized and perfectionistic. These individuals operate with high standards and notice even subtle inefficiencies. In Hasta, Saturn's influence creates methodical reformers, quietly critical, but deeply invested in improving outcomes. If in the 10th, they may take on roles that require fixing broken systems, enforcing structure, or managing under pressure with little tolerance for error. If Jupiter is in the 3rd or 9th house, the mindset shifts toward matching, but in a principled or philosophical way. These individuals look for cohesion and meaning. They seek to harmonize ideas, people, or beliefs into something larger. In Hasta, Jupiter softens the analytical edge. They may still spot inconsistencies, but prefer to reframe them toward integration. If in the 10th, they often lead with wisdom, matching intention to impact in ways that benefit the greater whole. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 10th house, mismatching becomes disruptive or obsessive. These natives may focus excessively on what's not working, often using their hands, words, or intellect to challenge existing systems. In Hasta, Rahu amplifies their need to correct, rework, or reinvent, but without grounding. This can lead to burnout or relational friction. If in the 10th, they may be seen as relentless in their desire to prove or perfect. Hasta's strength lies in its keen eye for what doesn't fit, not to criticize, but to improve. These natives are natural fixers, healers, and crafters of clarity. Their challenge is learning when to let things be and when their corrections serve something greater than control. When balanced, they use mismatching not to create distance, but to bring things closer to precision, harmony, and quiet excellence. Hasta Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals live in time, present focused, emotionally attuned, and responsive to what's unfolding moment by moment. Others live through time, planning ahead, learning from the past, and aligning their actions with longer term structure. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the Moon, emotion, instinct, and co-ruled by Mercury, logic, timing, tends to lean toward an in-time orientation by default. These natives are sensitive to rhythm, tone, and immediate feedback, responding based on feeling, energy, or mood. However, their Mercury influence can develop a through-time style, especially when mental clarity, service, or discipline is prioritized. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses determine how consistently they stay in the present or expand their view toward broader timelines. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the native is strongly in time. They are emotionally responsive, acting based on how they feel in the moment. In Hasta, this creates a natural sensitivity to timing. They instinctively know when to move or hold back, but may struggle to see beyond current mood or emotional tone. If Moon is in the 10th, this real-time awareness shifts into public roles. They react to energy in the environment and may appear adaptable, yet are deeply affected by emotional dynamics around status, work, or visibility. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, a through-time orientation begins to emerge. These individuals think sequentially, learning through steps and processing experiences with a practical lens. In Hasta, this gives them a functional rhythm. They work best when they can manage their time, break goals into small tasks, and refine their timing with precision. If Mercury is in the 10th, This time awareness becomes part of their professional identity. They may be organizers, communicators, or problem solvers, known for getting things done with efficiency and foresight. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the time experience becomes deeply through time. These individuals operate with caution, long-term awareness, and structured planning. In Hasta, Saturn tempers emotional fluctuation. They learn to respond not just to how they feel, but to what needs to last. If Saturn is in the 10th, they often carry the weight of legacy or responsibility, acting with future impact in mind and delaying gratification in favor of endurance and reliability. If Rahu is in the 1st or 7th house, the native becomes hyper in time, chasing desire, attention, or transformation in the present moment. In Hasta, Rahu can disrupt their natural rhythm, pushing them to act before they feel ready or committing to paths without long-term clarity. If Rahu is in the 10th, this urgency becomes career-driven. They may make bold public moves based on opportunity, but later need to reconcile impulse with sustainability. If Jupiter is in the 9th or 10th house, the native develops a big picture through time perspective. These individuals view life in arcs, guided by belief, ethics, and a desire to grow with meaning. In Hasta, Jupiter elevates emotional timing. They begin to understand not just when to act, but why, grounding their work and relationships in purpose and philosophical rhythm. Hasta's time experience is tied to flow, rhythm, and inner pacing. While naturally present and attuned to subtle cues, their evolution comes through integrating Mercury's logic and Saturn's patience, learning to hold emotion and action across time. When balanced, they become masters of timing, responding with care in the now while keeping one steady hand on the shape of what's to come. Hasta Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are primarily motivated by people seeking connection, resonance, or emotional fulfillment. Others are driven by activities, engaging in tasks, problem solving, or creating something useful. For some, places hold the key, spaces that ground, protect, or inspire them. And others are motivated by things, objects, tools, resources, or the process of refining systems. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, emotional sensitivity, rhythm, and co-ruled by Mercury, skills, precision, tends to be primarily motivated by activities and things. These natives find satisfaction in doing, especially with their hands, and are naturally drawn to refining, healing, fixing, and making. Their focus is often on how something works, not just who it affects. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses help reveal which domain fuels their deepest motivation. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, activities become the dominant motivator. These individuals are highly task-oriented, thriving when they're solving, adjusting, or perfecting. In Hasta, Mercury enhances their mental agility and love of detail. They're most energized when engaging with routines, tools, or processes they can shape with intelligence and care. If Mercury is in the 10th, this motivation becomes career-aligned. They gravitate toward roles that involve precision, communication, or technical execution. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the core motivation leans toward people, but selectively. These natives are emotionally attuned and can feel deeply connected to those they trust. In Hasta, the Moon adds a cautious nurturing. These individuals may care profoundly, but only once emotional safety is established. If Moon is in the 10th, this people focus turns professional. They feel most motivated when their work positively impacts others, especially in healing, caregiving, or emotionally supportive roles. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the native is strongly driven by things, particularly systems, responsibilities, and processes that require refinement and mastery. In Hasta, Saturn brings a sober, disciplined edge. They are often motivated to bring order, correct flaws, and create something durable. These natives may care about results more than recognition, motivated by the quiet satisfaction of getting something right. If Saturn is in the 10th, this becomes the backbone of their work ethic and professional identity. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, motivation may appear focused on people or status, but at its root, it's often tied to the acquisition or mastery of things, tools, knowledge, recognition, or influence. In Hasta, Rahu can make the native obsess over skill or technique, sometimes using their craft as a way to gain validation. If Rahu is in the 10th, this desire becomes public. They pursue success not just to do well, but to be seen doing it exceptionally. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 4th or 9th house, places may subtly become a motivational anchor. These individuals find emotional and spiritual motivation through sacred spaces, homely environments, or philosophical locations, real or imagined. In Hasta, this can show up as a need for calm, contained workspaces, or emotionally meaningful settings that inspire the act of creation. Hasta's core motivation lies in the refined doing. They are often most fulfilled not just by what they feel, but by what they can improve, build, or heal. Their evolution lies in learning to balance emotional sensitivity with mental clarity, choosing actions and environments that support both their need for precision and their deeper yearning for quiet emotional satisfaction. When aligned, they become skilled creators, those who serve others not only through what they feel, but through the beauty and intelligence of what they make.